Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the grant coordinator for Ossabaw Valley Community Mental Health, Diane Klein-Gorney. Diane, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Oh, glad to have you on the show with us today. So you're from Ossabaw Valley Community Mental Health, and we've got you on because the month of May is important for you guys. Tell us why May is so important.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. It's a national recognition.
Okay.
And as an agency and community, we want to use this time to focus on the healing value of connecting in safe ways, prioritizing mental health, and acknowledging that it's really okay to not be okay and that you are not alone.
Yeah.
We want to promote that together we can realize our shared vision that as a community, that anyone that's affected by mental illness can get the appropriate support and quality of care to live healthy, fulfilling lives. So really, we want a community where no one feels alone in their struggle.
I like that. Now, is mental illness as common as we hear it is?
In fact, it is. 1 in 5 adults and 1 in 6 youth in the U.S. experiences a mental health condition in a given year.
Wow.
And mental illness and substance use disorders are involved in 1 out of every 8 ER visits for adults in the U.S. And the scary part is that suicide is the second leading cause of death for youth aged 10 to 24. And it's the 10th leading cause of death overall in the U.S. And the suicide rate since 1999 has increased by 35%. And we're not sure what those rates are going to be, probably even more with this pandemic.
Yeah.
And so Ossabaw Valley alone completes over 1,000 emergency services screens a year for Ogama, Iosco, and Oscoda County. So it's far more prevalent than what we maybe want to think it is.
I guess so. So now why are people not seeking treatment then, Diane?
You know, the scary thing is that fewer than half seek treatment. And in fact, you know, usually there's an average delay of between the onset of mental health symptoms and treatment of about 11 years. And we know that the biggest barrier, of course, is stigma. And we all live in rural communities. So we know that mental illness is often considered not real, or it's a sign of weakness or a character flaw, you know, and that people just need to pick themselves up by their bootstraps. But we just know that that's just not true. And we would never, ever say the same thing to somebody who has heart disease or diabetes.
Right.
So really, as a community, we need to start to embrace mental health needs as much as we do physical health needs.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned stigma as a barrier. Any other barriers that you see that prevent people from seeking treatment?
There are. You know, there's, of course, transportation issues. The cost of mental health treatment if you have private insurance or no insurance. And then once you get through all the insurance issues, if you have private insurance, then there's the availability of trying to find a provider in Northern Michigan, which is difficult because it's limited. And then, you know, we have this pandemic now, which kind of adds its own layer of barriers to everything.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, during the pandemic, how is Ossabaw Valley Community Mental Health ensuring everyone has access to that mental health treatment if they want it and need it?
Ossabaw Valley worked with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services to secure an emergency funding grant through Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, which we call SAMHSA. It's just a little easier and shorter, which allowed us to open our doors and allows us to open our doors to anyone in need of mental health or substance use treatment free of charge through May 31st of 2022. So again, anyone that feels that they need any type of substance use treatment or mental health treatment can get that free of charge now through May of next year.
Nice. Now, what types of services are we talking about here, Diane?
Someone could come in. All of our services are trauma-informed and evidence-based, and they could come in and receive outpatient therapy. So again, speaking to a therapist, case management services, which help link, coordinate, and monitor not only our services, but services to the community. Skill building, which helps with skill development, helps with coping skills, those types of things, and community connectedness. We have nursing services to help with integrated physical and behavioral health care, and psychiatric services to help with medication management. We have very specific models to help adults and children overcome trauma. And if someone were interested in any of these services, and as long as they're a resident of Ogama, Iosco, or Oscoda counties, they could just call their local office or our access line. So I have the number. I can give that, which is 1-844-225-8131. But again, I know that not everybody has a pencil, so all you would have to do is go and Google Ossabaw Valley Community Mental Health and call your local office. All services are free and confidential. And for those that are afraid to be seen in an office or have trouble accessing an office, one of the great things that this pandemic has offered is that we can offer all of our services through telehealth. So that can be done over the phone or through video conferencing.
Yeah.
But if you prefer face-to-face services, which many people do, we do offer that as well. our agency has maintained face-to-face services even throughout the pandemic, safely and effectively, by practicing all COVID safety protocols.
Very good. Now, as you mentioned, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. What's Asable Valley Mental Health doing to promote the month of May?
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we want to promote that it is essential to prioritize our mental health and stay connected with friends, family, and peers, especially during this time with the pandemic, and that no one should feel alone in their mental health journey or without the resources and support that they need. So to promote this, we are going to distribute information in the following places. So for Iasco County, we are going to have an informational booth at the farm market in Tawas at Gateway Park from 8 to 1 on May 15th. We will have information on activities of daily life that you can do routinely to maintain and improve your mental health. We will share information on services available within our organization and also free trainings that we offer to the public. We'll have a grab bag full of information for everyone that visits any of our booths. And again, additionally, on May 19th, we will do the same thing in Oscoda at the farm market there from 8 to 1 at Shoreline Park in Asable Township. For Ogamaconee, we are going to be partnering with the food trucks throughout the month, and we'll share information by placing packets in each box handed out on services available within the organization, free trainings that we offer, and other material on mental health awareness. Ogamaconee hopes to do a 5K in September for Suicide Awareness Month. And Oscoda County, which is our last county that we serve, we will distribute a packet on services available within the organization, free trainings, and other mental health awareness to their local schools and the food drop on May 20th. You know, and if somebody doesn't get a packet that would like one, they, again, can just contact their local office, and we would be more than happy to share that packet with them.
Super. Now, we've gone through a lot, but is there anything else that people can do as a community member to become more informed?
Absolutely. So as a community, Asable Valley is offering a variety of trainings to the community free of charge, with the biggest ones being mental health first aid for adults and youth and Safe Talk. And these trainings are available free. And to get them, all you would do is contact your local office, ask for the agency trainer. And again, if you forget this information, all you would do is just say, hey, I'm interested in some of the trainings that are available. And one of our secretaries would be happy to connect you with Elizabeth, who is our agency trainer, that we would get you connected. And our biggest thing is that together as a community, we want to increase knowledge, confidence, helping behaviors, and reduce stigma.
Indeed. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Diane Klein-Gorney from Asable Valley Mental Health, she's the grant coordinator. We appreciate your time joining us today on our Michigan Sunrise Side today.
I appreciate your time in helping us promote May is Mental Health Awareness Month.